Blog Talk Radio.
It is another brothers and sisters. Another journey into the sound of the hottest, funkiest tunes in town.
Now, here comes the music.
You've got a beat for me?
This one's explosive.
Smooches, welcome back to our Speaks for the Smooch Live. It's purple, that's right, it's raining purple all month long. Black History presents a really royal crew. That's right, the Black Elephant Music Circus crew is coming through Smooches Radio, and we are feeling their energy. That's right, and you must be feeling the energy because we got the side effects. That's right, we got the side effects coming through the broadcast airwaves, and for the first time on Smooches Radio, we are so excited because this takeover is from our friends over at Purple Elephant Music. Now, Purple Elephant Music, if you don't know, then you need to know today. This is your first time getting exposure, or if you're just a loyal fan, that Purple Elephant Music does it royally. That's right. They are known for keeping a roster of the indie's most talented stardust out there, and they keep their supporters satisfied. Now, I want our listeners to just show them some love this month. Get your purple hearts on. That's right. Purple Elephant Music is rising royally with hot new music and an amazing team that is making waves globally. I want you to tune in tonight, and I want you to call in and chat live because tonight we are showcasing Millie Dion. That's right. Millie Dion is one of the few stardusts around that can perfect a great sound outside of whatever you're hearing on that mainstream monotony smooches. Now, Millie Dion represents a genre of music that is still evolving, and he gives his personal purple touch and a strong vocal ability to the main attraction of a unique brand of listeners who are seeking his music worldwide. So sit back and relax because it's our exclusive view, Speak Spin and Smooch Live with Millie Dion Smooches. Different acts out there and how each act gave something very unique to the show. Well, that's what the music of Millie Dion has been doing for listeners across the world. And I want you to sit back and I want you to really listen to some of this music that we're going to share with you tonight. And I want you to call in to 626-213-5635 and I want you to smooch Millie Dion live right here on Smooches Radio. We're going purple tonight. Smooches. Smooches.
Oh, hey. Hey, how you doing?
What's going on? I know this has to be Millie Dion. Now, you get get us right now because we haven't got right. You let our listeners know the exact pronunciation of your name.
Yeah, you said it right, Millie Dion.
Okay, Millie Dion. Well, I'm so glad that you could join us tonight. Smooches, what's going on with you? And what you've been smooching
good.
On?
I've
okay,
been smooching
all right. What's going on and what you smooching on?
Oh, man, everything's going great. Just, happy about the album dropping and hopefully people, check it out and actually just give us a spin and give us a good word of mouth about the record.
Okay. Well, I hope you're not too nervous because, you know, Purple Elephant Music has always been like a, you know, a big brother core to Smooch's Radio. So you're part of our family now. But before we even get into your track and expose it to our listeners, give me a little background about who you are. How did you come up with that name, Millie Dion?
Well, Millie was just a name, you know, when I went to college and I played ball, it was just a nickname everybody gave to me. And, you know, after playing ball for so long, I just figured I just got tired of it and I figured I just wanted to do something else. So I stuck with the name Millie because actually, I did some research on an old group called Millie Vanilli or whatever, and how, you know, they wasn't the real thing. So I feel like, you know, I can go ahead and keep that name Millie because I am, you know, I am the real thing. So I just, you know, that's pretty much where it came from now.
Smooches. Now, to all us old heads like myself, Smooches out here, you know, Millie Vanilli did rock the world, but they did really unique that they don't give a lot of credit for. They were lip syncing, but the funny thing was they got away with it.
right.
And, you know, Millie Vanilli, you know, not to take anything away from the artist, the track was hot, baby. Girl, you know, it was true,
was a hot track.
And, you know, they would have kept on doing what they had to do unless they wouldn't have had a little mishap at one of their live shows. But we definitely have to give it up. One of the artists is, rest in peace, is gone now. But I'm glad that you took a part of that history because that was a big part. That was international right there. And if that's where you're going, that's exactly where we would like to see you sitting. And because you're with such a royal label like Purple Elephant Music, we know that there are great things that are going to be coming from you outside of your name. So thank you so much for giving us that backdrop. Now tell us, you used to play ball, you're a ball player. How does music, you know, you took the ride from playing ball into music. How is the core part of playing ball the same as doing what you do now?
It's actually not. It's not the same because playing ball was something I grew up doing, and it was easy to just, you know, to just give it all I had because it was something I started off with. Music started off a little later, and like being that, you know, I actually took my music serious when I was, in my early 20s. And so it's really, I can't say it's the same because still, you know, I get nervous a lot when, you know, when I'm around people and they want to hear me sing, whatever. As far as like playing ball, I can easily just get out there because it's something I went to school for all of that stuff. So it's a different change up, but I'm trying my best to get used to it and actually just ride with it and give it that same feeling like I did when I was playing basketball.
Well, smooches to you for taking that journey and leveling up because that's what you just did. So you did something because it was in your comfort zone, which was ball playing, and now you're doing something that you like to do and you're passionate about it. But now it's on another level, and there's a different reason behind why you're doing it. And I think that's important to display and to speak out to our listeners because we have a lot of listeners that are definitely trying to follow in your path, and they want to do it, and they need more inspiring stories like yourself. So can you tell us, is there anybody there that has been there all along who has been inspiring you throughout both of your different types of career paths to do your absolutely best? And if there is somebody out there, could you just give them a shout out and tell me what specifically out there they told you that makes you not want to quit?
Let's see. Well, I guess to my late father, passed away last year. He pretty much told me I can do whatever I want to do, and he was a big part of my life, you know, in the sports and playing ball and stuff like that. But you know, whenever I came to him to talk about, you know, I want to convert over to, you know, my music, you know, he was always with me, and even given, you know, given the genre I chose, you know, he was with me 100%, and he always told me to, you know, just pursue it, just go with it, son, give it your all. Even if you don't make it, just know that you tried, you know, and you know, don't forget, you know, where you came from, and always continue to give that same knowledge back. Be knowledgeable to, you know, the young ones behind you. Excuse me.
Okay, well, Smooch is out there to the late great Mr. Milly Dion's father. I don't know his first name, but I know that he definitely is.
Isaac Guillory.
Mr. Guillory, thank you for bringing such a great talent into the world, and I'm sure that he's definitely looking down upon you right now and knowing that, you know, he's very proud of where you want to take your music. And you said something. You said that he would support the genre of music that you have incorporated. So tell me a little bit about why he needed to say that specifically, and what is unique about your genre of music?
Well, you know, given that, you know, I'm black and I just love, like, I just fell in love with rock music since, you know, when I was a kid. I was about 15 years old, and I was always able to, you know, project that voice. But I didn't take it serious, you know, when I was a kid. I always, you know, being where I was from, my peers, I was always afraid to let it out, you know, and just be myself. But I guess as I got older, yeah, I just didn't care anymore. I know it was something that can probably take me far in life. So I didn't, you know, I just didn't care what other people thought about me. But I wish I would have took it out when I was a kid, because I probably would have been somewhere or done something great by this time. But, you know, everything happens for a reason, you know.
Smooches, absolutely. That's one of our core beliefs right here on Smooches Radio. So you're definitely in the right place at the right time. And if you just tune in, you're in the right place at the right time, because you have smooched us live, and we are live with Milly Dion, a Purple Elephant Music exclusive you artist star, and we are trying to help you rise royally with hot new music from him tonight right here on our Speak Spitter Smooch Live. And so if you're out there and you would like to call in, please go ahead, hit up those phone lines at 626-213-5635, and we're going to give Milly Dion a short break, and we're going to come right back after the commercial cut. Smooches. Smooches. Taking you all the way back. If you have ever been to a live circus, if you haven't been to a live circus and you're an adult, please put it on your bucket list. Now, there's two major circuses that are worldwide, and one of those just happened to be the Purple Elephant Music Circus mixtape, with their whole lineup of artists with special and unique musical sounds that are sending sound waves all around the globe. Smooches. And if you have never been to the Universal Circus, then I suggest that you look it up online at universalcircus.com and find out when they are coming, because they're definitely coming to the tri-state. They come each and every spring, and I can tell you that the Universal Circus is something that you have never experienced before. Smooches. Let's get back to artist Milly Dion. Milly Dion.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Okay, just want to make sure if you have had to, you know, take a bathroom break or get you something to drink to calm your nerves out there. I just want to ask you one of our smooches questions. This one is off the board. So, anyways, let's see. We have to have one of those questions out there. So if you were home on a Saturday night and you were cooking up something for someone and it was in an intimate situation, what would the meal be? Smooches.
It would have to be probably a steak on the grill with some, let's see, mashed potatoes, buttermilk mashed potatoes, broccoli, and probably some shrimp on the side.
Ooh, ladies, smooches out there to a man that can find the way to your heart, and that's through your stomach. Thank you so much for taking part in for our smooches. We get a little silly over here, but that's because, you know, we take our music seriously. But you know what? The rest of life should be light and airy, and you should begin to laugh because you know you're going to be there. You just don't know the day. So, anyways, we were talking a little bit about your genre of music. We were talking about rock music, and you were talking about your passion and love for that. And so I'm going to test your abilities again. Tell me two of your favorite rock groups.
Rock groups. Seven Dust, and I guess I'll have to say Creed.
Okay, for our listeners out there, you probably, if you don't know this genre of music, go ahead and Google it while we continue with our interview with Millie Dion. Purple Elephant Music, shout out to Purple Elephant Music and all the rising stars. Also, this is Black History Month, and this is our last question for you. As you look back in history, who do you believe has impacted the black community in the last 5 years had the most impact?
The most impact in the last 5 years. I guess I would have to say President Obama.
Smooches. Okay, very good. And thanks for being a good sport. So let's get back to your music. Let's get back to music. Now, I have to tell you, I have to answer some of those questions myself. So I feel as though my two favorite rock groups, I consider them rock groups. They're a little soft, but the first one would have to be Queen. Another one, Bites the Dust, is one of their hottest tracks. And also, I always, I'm loving Bon Jovi. I'm here in the New Jersey area, and I just got a thing for John Bon Jovi. They call that soft rock, light rock, but you know, I can get into other things. I actually used to be a DJ at an alternative rock station in Monroe, Louisiana. And so I know a little bit about rock, and I know, oh gosh, I know Hoodoo Gurus, I know, you know, Poi Dog Pondering. I used to do a lot of rock programming. So that was my first, that's how I got my feet wet into the broadcast industry. And so I'm kind of glad for the first time that you are one of our artists that is presenting a very unique background for us. Now tell me a little bit about how you begin to make your music.
Well, I pretty much base them on, you know, life experience or maybe somebody else's life experience. Somebody will come to me with their problems and like a close friend of mine, and you know, I would just take it from there. And you know, I like to take my time when I write music. I don't like to, you know, just get a pen and pad and just, you know, start thinking right away. And to be honest with you, I don't necessarily write my music. I write it in my head. I sing it out in my head. And then I begin to record it. And then when I record it, I save it to, you know, my email. But, you know, that's pretty much where my ideas come from.
Okay. So the process for you is sort of like it goes on inside of your head, and then it comes out. You paint the picture once you get inside the booth.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so you said there's something that you don't do. You don't actually have to write it down. Now, do you feel like that you, when you do it that way, that the listeners are getting everything that's coming out of you? Because I know a lot of people, you know, I know for me that if I don't write it down, then I could possibly forget it. So it just seems like you have a really special gift to be able to give your listeners what they want all into one sound without looking on the pad.
Yeah, pretty much. like, you know, if you know rock music, it's kind of, you know, they don't, how do I want to put this? They don't, a lot of rock musicians don't really, they're not really simple. I don't want to say simple-minded either. Let's see what word I'm looking for. They take their time and they use, like, you know, words that can actually, I'm sorry, it's just so hard to explain it. Like,
that's okay.
Like
I
really haven't got it yet.
There is a very special part to that process.
Right. Yeah, it's
okay,
hard to explain.
Right.
I don't want to say the wrong thing, and I don't want to disrespect another, you know, different genres, because I'm all about, you know, making music with anybody. I'm a free-minded person, and I'm, you know, and I'm willing to get with anybody on any type of music like this, you know, so I don't want to word it the wrong way. So let me work around that, and then, yeah, I'll get back
okay.
to you.
Okay, so let's get back to the next question. It's okay. That's totally fine. You don't, I mean, sometimes there's no words to explain it, but our listeners will hear it in a minute when we get ready to drop new single Unprecedented. And we're going to talk about that in a minute. Now, how is it working, and do you work with a live band?
At the moment, no, I do not. I was at some point, when I first started taking it seriously, I was working with some guys. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, they got lives, and being that I am in pretty much in Louisiana, it's really kind of slow here, so I pretty much work with whoever I can just to get my music out there so basically, no, I would love to work with a live band, but at this point, no, I don't work with a live band.
Okay. Well, smooches to you, because, like I said, I started my career in Louisiana, and I did not know that your background was from Louisiana. So were you born and raised in Louisiana?
Yes, ma'am. Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Oh, my. Lake Charles, Louisiana. Now, you guys got the casino over there, right?
Oh,
is that
yeah.
where the casino is? Okay. I know
yes,
the casino.
Ma'am.
And I... And if I have any of my listeners from Leesville, Louisiana, that's where I actually was raised up. I'm in Jersey
oh,
now,
wow.
but Leesville, which is not too far from DeRidder,
mm-hmm.
Louisiana, is where I grew up. Also went to NLU, which was Northeast Louisiana University in Monroe, Louisiana, before
okay.
I moved to New Jersey. So I grew up with listening to some of that. That's how I became such a rockhead during my teenage years. I mean, you couldn't get around it because that was the music that was available at the time before
right.
rap, you know, kind of came in. And so, but, you know, we also have a big country in Zydeco. I always tell people about such a range of music out there in Louisiana. But I'm so glad that you are in a place that still needs expansion as far as what we're going to do with the evolution of music. And we'll talk about that a little bit more later on in the show. But tell me about Unprecedented. Give our leaders a following, and then we're going to play it for the first time right here on Smooches Radio.
Okay. Unprecedented, it was an idea of, just a group of guys trying to make something happen, just trying to let the world know, you know, that they have a fire inside of them that needs to be let out. So I pretty much wrote the song around, you know, around all of the guys, and me especially, because, you know, being of my genre and being that nobody, you know, being out here, nobody really takes me seriously. So That's pretty much the point I wanted to give out about this, you know, about Unprecedented.
And for those listeners out there that feel sometimes like the burden of people's opinions are holding you from your dreams,
oh, yeah.
then I suggest that you listen to this track over and over again for the first time on our show. We are showcasing Indy's most talented starters out there. I'll call it rap rock. He might call it royal rock, but it's Milly Dion, Unprecedented. Listen live right here, Smooches Radio.
Yeah. only promise to itself. So what's the point of dying with the will? Nigga, fuck with holding facts, I try to help. If you know about Tony Stacks, I got myself. Nah, I got my team, money, brother, supreme. Purple elephant music, what the fuck is that proving? It's proving that they all believe in me. If we stick to the dreams, we'll see. The blessings that come with success. Can't rest, trying to run from the stress. I tried to disguise how I felt, and I finally realized I can't hide from myself. Nah.
I feel on fire, this
That's right. Hear the lion roar. That there was Milly Dion's Unprecedented right here on Smooches Radio Live. And if you love to hear new music, if you love to hear music with a twist and a story and so much international exhibitionism, then you definitely want to go right now and go and follow him at Milly Dion so that you can get the best and the hottest new singles that are coming out from Purple Elephant Music. And this is what it's all about. It's about rocking you. It's about uniquely royal. It's about unprecedented. That's right. And that's what we're doing tonight. Milly Dion, thank you so much for stepping outside of your comfort zone to bring us something really new. And you know, I had some thoughts on Unprecedented, and I don't want to, I think that right now the evolution of music presents a good opening for us to begin to collaborate with other labels. I think everybody has been fighting so hard with music, but I thought about the very first time someone told me about Tech N9ne. And, you know, what he was doing, and my ears weren't open that first time, and I had to hear it again from an artist that I used to work with, and he had an opportunity to do something with Tech N9ne, and, you know, I still wasn't on the strange, you know, and now as I think about it, wow, slept on him, as for him to be one of the biggest independent record labels last year, and still doing a lot of things independently. But definitely there is a place for you, and there are a group of thousands and millions of listeners that are going to wait for you to be developed and continue developing your craft. Thank you so much for coming on our show. Thank you so much for displaying your uniqueness to so many young people out there that think that there's only one way to go.
Right.
So I want to just have a special message out there because we speak Spit of Smooch so many things. But if you had a message to someone who wanted to do the same thing, and I know you feel sometimes there's a struggle, what could you tell that person, male or female, about the type or genre of music that you're doing or music, you know, music alone?
I would tell them to just go for it, you know, just, you know, be different, be diverse. That's what it's all about nowadays, diverse nation, diversity. Just, you know, don't let anybody discourage you. Just, you know, be yourself. And if that's who you are, then that's who you need to be. And only then you will see the goal.
Thank you, Smooches, to you. And thank you so much for joining us tonight. Thank you for bringing your inner lion, your purple elephant, your whole circus. You actually kicked off Black History Month. And, you know, Smooches out there to Barack Obama, you mentioned as him to be the one to impact us for the last 5 years. I also believe that there is somebody who has impacted us for the last 5 years. And that person, to me, would have to be Whoopi Goldberg. I know that's probably funny to everybody, but that's who I feel like. And I feel like she's, when she's on The View, she actually gives her opinion. She's not afraid to be who she is as an African-American woman. She has been fighting with diversity for a very long time because she, you know, she said that's not what they wanted to see. You know, they didn't feel that she would make it because of her look. And, you know, every day I think people of all generations and colors and creeds outside of the dominant are still trying to struggle to find our place here, you know, in this society. And I'm so glad that you rocked it royally tonight. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Now, are there any places that you're going to be? Are you going to be touring out there? Any live shows that our listeners can get to in your area? And if not, please tell them where they can find all of your social network sites and some more of that good music.
Well, I'm going to be working in Dallas with a guy named Will Megatron Jones. He's actually getting me some instrumentals together. We're going to be working together as far as putting a collab, Purple Elephant. Working on a new song called Revolve, you know, hopefully I can push that one out and, you know, give my viewers a lookout. But as soon as that one dropped, you know, you guys can find it on my Facebook, Millie Dion, or Twitter at Millie Dion. And, you know, just follow me on that, and that's where to be.
Smooches, and that's for all of our listeners out there. If you, I know you have enjoyed this segment, and I know that there is going to be so much more to hear from Purple Elephant, but we wouldn't begin this month without understanding diversity, which is one of the core keys that we need to be looking at as listener audience. And we also need to make sure that we keep our eyes and ears open for things that are new. Because, you know, if you're waking up every day and you are definitely trying to see something new, you're definitely in a better place for your mind. So thank you all for tuning in tonight. I thank you so much for smooching us live, Millie Dion. And please promise us that you will be back. When you have any uprising or any new music, please bring it back, because we'd love to smooch rewind on you. Smooches.
Yeah, most definitely.
Thank you for tuning in.
All right.
Fast, funky, and furious, and in full effect.
The music, please.
So, funk, hip hop, and house.
Roger, copy.
Stand by for all of this and more.
So, Smooches, I hope you enjoyed that. Definitely, we are going to be smooching Purple all month long. We love all of our listeners out there, and we love what we do. If you like what we do, then please tune in each and every Tuesday. We have another Purple Elephant smooching Purple with us next Tuesday on Speak Spitter Smooch Live, and I want you to call in. I want you to show some love out there to all of the indie artists out there who on a daily basis are doing this for the love and the passion of their own craft. And I definitely have to thank New Jersey MyStyleClothing.com for helping us out with any of the promotions that we have. We got to thank our artists that constantly supports us out there at Poppy Stores, at PAPISTORZ. Poppy Stores has been helping us. Guess who? Definitely another person who's been helping us as well. And all of our interns out there, including Short Stack 05, including all of our friends and family over there at the Orange Preparatory Academy, Female Achievers, and so many people out there at the Vashti School of Leadership, and smooches out there to the United Way. They actually gave away $400,000 to literacy last Friday, and you can go and check us on our IG page at Smooches Radio and find out some more about these comic books that are hitting the New Jersey schools that are being created by the children. So thank you so much for tuning in tonight. And as usual, while you're waiting for the other blogs to do something new, Smooches Radio is always about you. Smooches. Good night.